Ross Atkins joins us, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays from Boston. Good morning, Ross.
Hi, Elliot. How's it going? Good morning.
Going well. When we knew that you were coming on yesterday, we didn't know that this would be the first item again. Everyone had hoped that we were past this, and yet here you are faced again with another blister situation from Aaron Sanchez. This has to be incredibly frustrating in that there really doesn't seem to be. Everything is hit and miss. Where do you go now?
Yeah, it has been frustrating. The most frustrating for Aaron Sanchez. He has worked extremely hard to come back from this. It's been several setbacks now, and they've been different, each one of them. It's not the exact same. It's been an evolution of a surgical procedure to how he's going to respond to that, different attempts to heal, different attempts to do everything we can to see if we can get him back to just being 100%. And professional sports are obviously something that, you know, when you're not at your best, it's extremely difficult to do. When you're a major league pitcher and the last thing that touches the baseball is your fingertip, and that is something you have to mentally overcome and physically overcome. It's exceptionally difficult to do. I can't say enough about his toughness, about his perseverance, about how, really mentally strong he's been throughout it. But it's been exceptionally frustrating, and it's the recency of this one. We need to discuss it with Aaron. We need to sit down with a group and come up with, what's next. So we haven't currently decided that.
You pitched in the minor leagues. Did you have teammates? Did you, and later in your administrative career, even scouting guys? It's a rare injury. We found 7 players, Ross, that had ended up on the DL on a major league roster, and only 8 on minor league rosters that have had this in the last 6 years. It probably adding to the frustration, because it's just not something that you rehab in traditional factions.
That's accurate. It's not common, and that's part of the reason that it's difficult to handle. There's not a lot of baseball experts, not a lot of medical professionals, not a lot of pitching coaches, not a lot of players that have experiences with it. So everything that we do, we try to operate based on research, based on evidence, not based on just gut feel. And there's not a lot of evidence, and there's not a lot of research in and around this. So that's one of the most difficult things, is we're dealing with, the medical procedure he had. I think there's only one other Major League Baseball pitcher that's had it, 3 or 4 minor league pitchers that have had it. So you're dealing with such small sample sizes and such limited information that adds to the frustration.
Ross Atkins, our guest, Brady and Price, 808. Jays, Red Sox today. Reminder, 130 Sportsnet, 590, The Fan and Sportsnet. Off to Cleveland, Ohio for 3, home against the A's on Sunday. One more on Aaron, and then it's that time of year. This is like asking if you've got your Christmas shopping done 2 weeks before. With Aaron and where the team's at, do you handle it any differently? If you're 51-43 as opposed to 43-51, is there just, Ross, more of a sense of urgency to get at things, or do you look and say, this is a really prized component of where we move forward with this team, given the age, given his potential? We wouldn't risk anything to Aaron, or is there nothing to risk based on, like we said, it's not structural, it's not arm-related, it's not shoulder-related?
I think it's a fair question, but it's actually not the way we think of it. Whether it's a young, up-and-coming, rising potential star, or someone who's been pitching for a long time and has had a long career, it's the impact on the Toronto Blue Jays and the impact on this individual's career. What's best? So we would treat it the same way for Jay Happ and for Aaron Sanchez. So it's. Really, I wish I had a very simple, clear answer for you to say this is exactly what we're going to do. But it's a delicate balance that we need to work through. Aaron will be in the driver's seat here because it's ultimately, coming off of his fingertips. So, today will be, we were encouraged actually after, it settled down a bit. We looked at it. We looked at what it actually was causing it. So there is some reason for optimism, but we need to see where it is today and get more information. And ultimately, listen, we're in to be a competitive Major League Baseball team and to win championships. And, that means having players on the field.
Another delicate balance is that you are involved in a market that is bringing more than 40,000 fans to games. You're getting huge numbers when it comes to this team being on television. So delicate balance of if a team is starting to get older and you wanted to retool in that, you also want to keep it competitive. Does that mean that it's more difficult here than it would be in some other markets with some of the phone calls that you might be getting in the next week or two?
I'd say that's fair. It's not as clear cut. As you guys said, if things were we were 10 games above 500 in first place, and you're looking at a major league team where you just want to add one piece or add two pieces to make sure that you're doing everything you can to be the best possible team, that is a very clear and not easy to execute, but it's a very clear strategy and one that's easy to focus on. So when you're in a situation where you're trying to maintain competitiveness, build for the future, not sell too much to build for what could be coming, and at the same time thinking about buying, that there's whether it's for now, for next year, or for what's ahead, it's not as clear cut. So that doesn't mean it's impossible. It means that your strategy is much more comprehensive. You have to you can't isolate and focus on three or four potential moves. You have to think about 50 moves and then prioritize and ultimately decide which is the best and most realistic that you can execute on. Sometimes you don't execute on any, but what we're working on is every possible scenario, whether it be something that is a small move to make our major league team better, or something that is more complex. We have to think about every possible scenario and think about every possible way to make our team better. Having said that, we're not going to. We're thinking about one thing and one thing only, is how can we make this team better for now and for next year, and without giving up too much for our future.
Talking with Ross Atkins, general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. Come on, Ross, titillate us. Tell us if someone has called you and made some. You're not going to mention names. We know that. Tell us if someone has called you and made an offer or asked for someone or offered you someone. You went, wow, we hadn't thought of that. That's exciting. Has that happened recently?
It actually hasn't. I think we've made it pretty clear to the 29 other teams what our strategy is, and that's to improve our team, especially for next year, and see if that's possible for this year without subtracting too much. So teams respect that, and you may get occasional phone calls. We have one of the better performing pitchers in baseball, Marcus Stroman, right now. And those rumors happen every year when you have one of the better performing players in baseball. We have an incredible closer in Roberto Osuna. That those rumors happen every year because teams would love to add pieces like that. We have one of the better players in Major League Baseball in Josh Donaldson. So rumors come up, but executives respect where you are, what your strategy is. If you clearly articulate it, then they don't spend a lot of time on kicking your tires. It does happen that they'll say, hey, is this something we should spend time on? And we say no. So, those calls actually haven't happened.
Do you have to have conversations with your own players or with agents when other teams call about them? Do you look at a trade chip and say, and talk to a GM, Ross, and he says, I'd really like this player, but only, only if he'd be in a great frame of mind to go. I mean, this can happen a lot with expiring contracts, and there's the whole older player gets a chance to win. JD Martinez said yesterday in an interview yesterday, I heard, he understood it. He had the mixed emotions leaving Detroit where he'd won a little bit there, but loved the concept of going to a team that was going to have a chance to play in the National League playoffs. Do you have to have those conversations with your own players? Or Francisco Liriano said he was just as excited to join you guys last year because he knew where it was headed.
Yeah, I think it is definitely best. It depends on the player. It depends on the trade. It depends on the situation that, sometimes, for whatever the reason may be, you can't prior to the execution of a trade. But there are times when it is something that you should consider, whether it be based on the team's interest, whether it be based on something you know about the player, based on where they are in their career. There's so many variables, but I think, communication is always best, and not catching people off guard is always best. So I would say in most cases, before something is executed, the player's going to know certainly before the press, but when they know is a massive sliding scale based on the magnitude of the deal, based on the player and their career and where they are in a contract and what they've meant to an organization.
Before we let you go, I'm just wondering, I mean, for a guy who does what you do right now, is this and the team is not playing up to the capabilities you thought, but away from that, I mean, this time, phone calls, it's trading season. Is this as exciting as the games are? You know that this is coming and it happens every year.
It can be. It certainly can be, and it's a heck of a lot more exciting when you're winning and you're adding. But it's still, of course, like any business transaction is a massive adrenaline rush, and you work with a large group of people, baseball operations, 500 people, and we have scouts all over the country, all over the North American continent that are working tirelessly to all year, year in and year out, to think about how we make our team better. So when something comes together that is, 30 people in baseball operations in an office in Toronto getting together and spending countless hours, there's so many trades that don't happen, and the amount of energy and time and analysis that goes into a potential trade, when one does happen, there is a great deal of adrenaline. So, we're building towards a culture of being extremely collaborative and team focused, and that's not just the 25-man roster. So there is a lot of excitement in and around it, but ultimately there's nothing more exciting than winning, and nothing more exciting than building a championship team. So it is a great aspect of it, but the best part is when we're winning.
I don't need to impart on you what a popular player Josh Donaldson is. What do you say if a fan sees you at a restaurant and says, "I love Josh Donaldson"? You're naturally bound to say, "Well, I love him too," but Josh has to want to engage in a long-term talk to stay, and you have to want the same thing. Are these conversations that haven't happened that could happen down the road? You're not at an impasse right now, but he's arbitration eligible. He's under control. There isn't a rush. There are other priorities. Even Josh would say, I'm focused on baseball. There's other priorities.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can understand why we can't talk about negotiations, mm-hmm. and where we are in any negotiation. What I can tell you to the first part is, when someone talks about Josh Donaldson, that's exciting to me. The guy he's an exceptional talent. He's an exceptional guy to be around. He's a great teammate. He's meant the world to this organization. He's meant the world to baseball. So, anytime you have the opportunity to be in and around a guy as talented as he is, it's a privilege. So, what I can tell you is that we have to do anything and everything we can to make our team better, and we hope that Josh Donaldson is a part of that. And then that's about what I can tell you.